We do have some events and activities to talk about for the weekend. And so I want to do that for you now. Hopefully we have some semblance of order here. We usually have them in kind of the date order, but unfortunately the papers fell, and so now they're kind of a little out of order, but we'll deal with that. One of the things we want to tell you about that's going on that you can actually find out more about at WSJW.com. And if you scroll down the homepage and click on the still existing classic car collection box, we still have those classic cars that were posted by our listeners in that contest presented by Sarah Chevrolet Toyota of Saginaw. That's still for you there for you to enjoy. You can see our winning entry, too. But also, click on that and get the link up to the Monumental Car Club. And they've got a special glow show going on tonight at Sarah Chevrolet Toyota of Saginaw. That event is tonight, and then a classic car showdown going on tomorrow. So some in-person car show fun that you can enjoy. And all the information is right there, easily found at WSJW.com inside the Classic Car Collection box with the Monumental Car Club. Tonight and tomorrow, Sarah Chevrolet Toyota of Saginaw. So check it out. Also going on, you can enjoy, as Saginaw celebrates, summer is now underway as of June 1st. And once again, WSJW is proud to promote some of the activities, all presented by Hemlock Semiconductor Group, by the way. And one of the things that's going on tonight, the Thompson Square event at 7 o'clock, and you can enjoy that. It's going to be a nice chance to have the performance going on. This is at the Huntington Event Park, so it's out in the open. It's presented by the Saginaw County Police Chiefs Association as a fundraiser. So tonight, enjoy Thompson Square, and the start time is 7 o'clock in downtown Saginaw. There, if you want more information, by the way, when it comes to Saginaw Celebrates Summer, you can go online to visit and find out more at Saginaw Celebrates Summer, and you can have a good indication of things that are going on with that connection there. Still going on at the Saginaw Art Museum, we have the exhibition Women Folk. Now, this is only going on for a couple of more weeks to the end of June, June 30th. This is the collection of works by Master Collagist Erin Case, as she has more than a decade of work in collage. She's been using book covers, album art, and other commissions. It's a retrospective collection paired with a new series of pieces to represent femininity and the many forms that it's expanded over time. SaginawArtMuseum.org for that information on that particular presentation. But everything else that's associated with the Saginaw Art Museum, you can find out there, too, online. Reminder that we have in downtown Bay City going on today on Saginaw Street. It's Just Tim, the live music and event that's going on as part of downtown Bay City's Feet on the Street. It's going to be happening on Saginaw Street between 6 and 9 p.m. tonight. And tomorrow, Andy Braun is being presented. You can get some dinner and a drink and enjoy the musical stylings of Andy Braun. Again, tomorrow, it's Just Tim tonight, and Andy Braun tomorrow on Saginaw Street in downtown Bay City, 6 until 9 p.m. Coming up next, make sure I have the dates right. I think it's next Thursday, Friday. Yep. At the State Theater, Late Night Catechism will be on stage, 7 o'clock performance time, both next Thursday and 1 week from today, next Friday. So plan now to attend, but get your tickets. Go to statetheaterbaycity.com. Statetheaterbaycity.com. Remember, the theater is spelled with the R-E. We have the Blessings of the Wheels that's going to be taking place at Trinity Episcopal Church in Bay City. Everyone's welcome. This is going on Sunday between 3 and 4. Some summer lawn games for the whole family to enjoy. You can hear the tower chimes and then have your summer wheels blessed before hitting the road for the summer season. The Blessing of the Wheels event, Trinity Episcopal Church in Bay City, this Sunday, 3 until 4 p.m. Now, the event is free. It's open to the public, though donations are welcome. And anything that you donate goes to the Friends of the Music Fund. The downtown Midland area has its summer art fair returning this weekend. The summer art fair hosted by the Midland Center for the Arts in support of the Alden B. Dow Museum of Science and Art. Over 80 juried artist booths will be on display with live music and some delicious food, and businesses with their doors open for shopping throughout the weekend, too. This is going on tomorrow and Sunday. It's rain or shine, and it's free to attend, free parking in the downtown area. Enjoy the summer art fair in downtown Midland both tomorrow and Sunday. Go to MidlandCenter.org/fair for more information. MidlandCenter.org/fair. Coming up on, well, I should say ending, not coming up, but ending. We talked about this when it first started, but now it's going to be wrapping up on Sunday. Speaking of Midland, the Midland Artist Guild and its 37th annual juried exhibition with a diverse collection of works creating explorations and mediums, including painting and sculpture, photography, and fiber art. This is happening at the Creative 360 Stage Studios and Galleries. To find out more about this exhibition, which goes on again through Sunday, go to becreative360.org, becreative, the number 360.org. Next Wednesday, once again, the Ecumenical Food Pantry at First Presbyterian Church in Saginaw will have a Wednesday drive-through food giveaway starting at 9 a.m. And food and personal items given away on a first-come, first-served basis at the church, First Presbyterian Church, corner of Court and Webster in Saginaw, this coming Wednesday, every Wednesday, when the Ecumenical Food Pantry is open starting at 9 a.m. on a first-come, first-served basis.